From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. I'm joined today by John Gianforte from the Observatory at the University of New Hampshire. If you're like me, you may enjoy a moonlit stroll on the beach at night. Imagine looking up and seeing not one moon, but dozens of them. Today, we're talking about efforts to understand oceans right in Earth's backyard.
So, John, what's going on around Jupiter?
Well, Jupiter's a busy place. It has about 97 natural satellites. One of the moons, called Europa, is about the size of Earth's moon. It has a layer of water ice that floats on top of an ocean of liquid water. Europa has been known to emit plumes of oxygen and water vapor. So that's astounding. These big moons of Jupiter are constantly tugging and squeezing gravitationally the moon Europa. Imagine that you're making bread and you're kneading the dough of the bread. If you keep at it long enough, that dough gets hot from you constantly squeezing it together. That's friction that generates heat. Well, Europa actually experiences these gravitational tides from these outer moons. It's tugging and squeezing Europa. That generates lots of internal heat that helps to keep this ocean liquid. So the Europa Clipper mission, a NASA mission, is due to arrive in the Jupiter system in 2030. It's going to analyze just how much water there is.
Why are scientists interested in Europa? Like, what's the long game here?
Well, a lot of science in many different disciplines is destined to find out if Earth is the only place in the cosmos where life has arisen. That's the big question. Well, that all starts with finding microbial life somewhere else. And that if it happened in two places, well, why not 2,002 places? That's what people are looking for.
John, thank you so much.
My pleasure again.
If you have questions about the night sky, you can email us, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.